A state effort to identify homegrown violent extremists before they attack could cost Florida millions of dollars, and law enforcement officials are asking lawmakers to help pay for it starting next year. The Department of Law Enforcement is asking the legislature for more than $3.5 million to pay for parts of what's called a behavioral threat assessment tool, something Governor Ron DeSantis has pushed for. FDLE says that money would cover cell phone analytics, 8 full-time crime intelligence analysts, and it would provide a year's worth of funding to run a new data analytics system that would eventually replace the current record system. That new system is estimated to cost taxpayers about $24 million over 5 years. Lawmakers will consider the request during the 2020 legislative session, which starts in January. Meanwhile, a Senate panel is looking into issues related to white nationalism and how to prevent mass violence in Florida. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.